This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program is intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information aired on the following program.
Blueprints. They're not just plans, but a step-by-step guide for success. Blueprints make up the floor plan of your forever home. Blueprints are the designed essence of your dream car. Maybe you could have a drawn-out purpose for your money. Kirk Kinodic and Ethan Lane are here to discuss your blueprint for a better tomorrow. This is your Retirement Blueprint.
Welcome to Your Retirement Blueprint. I'm Mark Elliott here with the team from Accurate Solutions Group. That is Kirk Kinodic, the founder of the company. Started the company back in 1994. Ethan Lane, an associate advisor with the team as well. Ethan's been with the team over 10 years now. What Accurate Solutions Group is all about is helping you figure out really where you are on that road to retirement. Hey, can I retire? Do we have enough? Are we going to be okay? Will our money last? Well, how do you get to that point? It's about income. It's about investments. How much risk are you taking? Is it too much? Not enough? What's your situation? What about taxes? What about health care? What about long-term care? What about legacy and estate planning, Social Security and Medicare decisions? There's a lot going on, and the team at Accurate Solutions Group is, in a way, really is kind of like your chief financial officer, kind of here to help guide you along the way and help you make the decisions. But at the end of the day, it's your retirement. It's your hopes and dreams. It's your money. It's about you. How can they help? The team at Accurate Solutions Group is always here to help. 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. And before we get started, Kurt, you said it's the annual Shred Day coming up, which is open to the public, not just Accurate Solutions Group clients, right?
Yeah, we get excited about that. A little bit behind that is Out-of-Sight Shredding, which is the organization that shreds. They are actually owned by the Butler County Blind Association. So it is a for-profit organization, but anything generated revenue-wise benefits the Blind Association. And so we partner with them, and we have done so on an annual basis for, Ethan, I don't even know, five, six, seven years, quite a while.
7 or 8.
So it is our annual Shred Day event coming up Saturday, April 26th from 9 to noon here at our Butler Township location. We're located at 831 Evans City Road, halfway between Evans City and Butler on Route 68. If you would like more information about that, I would encourage anyone listening. It's not just your stuff. If you belong to a civic organization, a community organization, a Bible study, a church group, if you're on the board, whatever, whoever you can talk to, it's a wonderful organization. It helps clean out, you know, spring cleaning. You may have just gotten your tax documents and you're taken care of for, you can shred those last 7 years. But definitely 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. You can give that number a call to get some more information. You can hop on our website. I'm not sure it's posted yet, but our website is asgretire.com. But definitely check that out. And we'll be making mention of that between now and that time. So thanks for bringing that up, Mark.
Now, when is it again?
Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to noon.
There you go. There you go. Take advantage of that opportunity. Great opportunity to, you know, that's because we've done shows on scams and stuff, but that's part of it is the stuff that you don't tear up and you don't shred that the scammers get a hold of and use it against you. So great opportunity for you there. All right, we're going to start the show differently than normal. Normally, we use this every once in a while in our final segment of the program. We're going to start today with a little mailbag segment. Thought it'd be kind of a unique way to start the show. And we're going to start with Ethan. And I always say this every time we do it. Our first question, for example, is from Lisa in Pittsburgh. Lisa, if you would call the team, come in and sit down with the team, either way, you have the opportunity to ask them follow-up questions. They have the opportunity to ask you follow-up questions. They have the opportunity to find out more to be able to give you a more complete answer. So on the radio, we don't know a whole lot of things about Lisa because you're not going to put all your information that they would need to give you the entire answer. But we do enjoy the questions, and we think others probably have these same general questions. And just remember, the answers are general. They're not exact. because we don't know the whole story. So that being said, Ethan, you're up. First question comes from Lisa in Pittsburgh. My husband has been laid off after 27 years of factory work. We had a good amount of money saved in our emergency fund, so we didn't need to panic immediately. I think we're fine financially if he retires, but I don't think it will be mentally be the right choice right now. Who should we talk to?
Well, we can definitely help you with that. That's something that we get a lot of times. If we know when a client's planning on retiring and it's right around the corner and we ask, hey, are you excited? Are you getting excited for your retirement? Sometimes people say, no, I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know if mentally I'm ready to give up my career that I've had for 27 years, 30 years, 35 years, and be maybe a different person with a different goal and a different vision. Yeah, we're happy to have a conversation with folks about what to do in retirement. We have a dream casting exercise that we can walk them through that will touch upon certain areas, like who are the most important people in your life? What are your interests? What are you passionate about? How can you spend more time with them and with those interests? And it might open your eyes and say, oh, you know, I didn't realize I can get so involved with these different types of areas. That might help you have a new purpose, a new vision for your retirement. And to be honest, it's one of the more fun things that we get to talk to people about. Our number is 412-515-3355, and we're happy to talk to you about that, or we can even send you out the dream casting exercise if you'd like to have it.
412-515-3355. All right, Kurt, Dave, and Cranberry. I inherited an IRA from my father a few months ago, but I have no idea what to do with it. Where do I start?
Great question, because changes were recently made in the last few years when it comes to inherited IRAs. So the old rules back in the day were if you inherited an IRA, you could stretch that more. Basically, you could inherit the IRA, not have to cash it out and pay taxes all at once, but you could start taking a required minimum distribution based upon your age, and you could spread that out literally over your entire lifetime and then pass it on to the next generation. And you always have the option to cash it out, but from a tax perspective, it may not be the right choice. So rules have changed now. Now it's a 10-year payout. So changes when it comes to payout, but also the first thing, Dave, what you want to really look at is if it's inherited, where it's at. What type of vehicle is it in? Is it appropriate for your risk tolerance? So sometimes it makes sense just to leave it where it was at and begin that 10-year payout. Sometimes it makes sense if it's too aggressive, it's too conservative, if the fees are too high. Sometimes it makes sense to move it to another inherited IRA, which you can do. But then the biggest thing is the 10-year payout. Within the 10 years of inheriting that, that has to be paid out to you by the end of that 10th year.
All right. So, Dave, if you'd like to find out more about your situation, because that's why I say it's always important to talk to them, because there's a lot of other questions that they would have, especially on a question like that, because there's so many different options you have available to you. 412-515-3355. No cost to chat with the team, Dave. 412-515-3355. Paul in Saxonburg, Ethan, has this question. Is it wrong to not want to leave an inheritance for our kids? They seem to argue all the time over everything, even as adults, and nothing ever seems fair enough. Plus, we paid for braces, college, cars, and weddings. I think that should be enough.
That's a great question. I mean, I don't think there's anything wrong with not wanting to leave an inheritance. Now, we have to look at that from a couple different perspectives. We want to make sure that you have enough money to get you into and through retirement, to handle the what ifs, to handle the potential nursing home expenses, right? A lot of people will talk to us and say, well, I want to spend the last dollar I have on the last day I'm here on earth. And that's going to be challenging to do. And we don't want to try to come up with a plan to have you spend through your money. But I understand the desire to not necessarily want to leave them with $1 million or leave them with a certain amount of money for each child. I think those days, we don't see that too much anymore, where people come in and say, I want to leave each kid I have $250,000 because of my parents left me that for their legacy. I don't see that a whole lot anymore. Cost of raising kids is a lot more expensive than it used to be with college. And, you know, kids are living at home after college, and that's an added expense. So, no, I think that's a totally normal thing to be thinking.
I mean, we hear that a lot today. And Mark, when I first started in this industry over 30 years ago, the biggest goal of someone, they would live as quote unquote paupers because they wanted to leave their inheritance, their legacy. They wanted to leave the kids positioned better than they were. And I think that's occurred. So now the baby boomers are retiring. And, you know, the biggest concern is I want to make sure my wife and I want to make sure myself, we are taken care of and we're not a burden to the family. And that's their biggest concern. But like Ethan had mentioned, normally there is still something left. And make sure if there is something left, you leave it as efficiently as possible.
So, Paul, to learn more, 412-515-3355, 412-515-3355. All right, final question, Kurt, for you, comes from Mary in Butler. What are some good resources to help me learn more about my options for Social Security?
Great question, Mary, because whether you are single, widowed, married, divorced, there's a lot of different timing and claiming strategies with Social Security. So it's a super question, and you got to pay attention to it, because if you go to the Social Security office to file for benefits, they're not allowed to give you advice. So the first resource is SSA, Social Security Administration. So it's ssa.gov. That is the Social Security Administration website. Might be a little clunky. You might have to try and navigate around, but there's a lot of good information on there. If that's not of interest, then we at Accurate Solutions Group, we can provide you what we call a Social Security maximization analysis. We can actually complete an analysis for you, and we can mail it or we can have you into the office, but we could review that with you. But that's a super question. There's a lot of great resources, ssa.gov or Accurate Solutions, 412-515-3355. We can do a specific Social Security maximization analysis.
So, I mean, at the end of the day, when you go into retirement, I think that's where Accurate Solutions Group comes in. I think where you guys are a real factor for your clients is that there are so many parts of retirement that we've never dealt with during our working years. And there are so many options in all those areas the Retirement Blueprint covers: income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security, Medicare. There are so many options in every one of those categories. To me, AccurateRadio.com is a great place to start. And then you reach out to the team to get more, because that's one of the things I think you can help alleviate some of the procrastination, because we don't know what to do, so we just do nothing. But you can help give us clarity into all of those areas.
I mean, that's our mission. Our mission is to provide retirees with the confidence, clarity, and independence they deserve heading into retirement. Confidence, Mark, in the decisions you're making and the knowledge and having that understanding that gives you that confidence, clarity, and understanding each one of those areas. How much income do I need? How am I going to generate that income? Am I invested properly? What is my proper investment allocation heading into and through retirement? Have I positioned those assets as tax efficiently as possible? Now that I have a plan in place, have I protected it against future health care costs? How do I claim Medicare? Do I need to claim Part A, Part B at the same time? What traditional Medicare supplement should I have? Should I be looking at that or an Advantage plan? And then the legacy planning. So that's the confidence, the clarity, and independence. Once you have a plan in place, that provides you that emotional independence, knowing that, hey, I'm taken care of. We're not going to be a burden on the family. That's what we do at Accurate Solutions Group through your Retirement Blueprint. Simply call us at 412-515-3355. Again, that's 412-515-3355.
So we're just getting started with today's Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt and Ethan. Back with more retirement chatter right here. Stay with us.
Visit AccurateRadio.com and put your portfolio to the test with our checklist challenge. You can also check out our other offers from Accurate Solutions Group. That's AccurateRadio.com.
Have you saved enough? What are you going to do with Social Security? What will your taxes look like in retirement? Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane at Accurate Solutions Group believe retirement planning should be easy and you should be able to get all the information you need in one place. That's why Kurt and Ethan's team created the Your Retirement Kit, a comprehensive resource for your retirement. In it, you'll find a copy of the Retirement Income Planning Booklet. This booklet will help guide you through retirement with insight on taxes, Social Security, income, and more. To get a copy of Your Retirement Kit, text KIT to 412-515-3355. In addition to the booklet, you'll also receive updated resources on some of retirement's most common concerns. Help simplify your retirement planning. Claim your retirement kit from Kurt Konodik and Ethan Lane now by texting KIT to 412-515-3355. Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC.
This is Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I just wanted to make a quick mention of our annual Shred Day event coming up Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to noon here at our office in Butler Township in Renfrew. And we are literally halfway between Evans City and Butler, right on Route 68. But this is open to the general public. We encourage everyone to come and bring as much stuff to shred as you possibly can.
Just in time for spring cleaning, this is a great opportunity to get rid of those shreds. Maybe you have tax documents you'd like to get rid of. We partner with Out of Sight Shredding. It benefits the Butler County Blind Association. So the more paper we can generate, the more weight we can donate, the more we will give in a matching donation. So it's a great cause. We hope to see a lot of people out at our office for our annual Shred Day event.
And it never hurts that we have some pastries provided and an Earth Day giveaway. So definitely check us out, asgretire.com. Call our office, 412-515-3355. Get some information, but we'd love to see you there.
And I've had conversations like that quite a bit lately to say, hey, this one trip is fine. Maybe another trip of the same size next year for the next couple of years. Let's see if your plan is impacted. And we're able to show that out pretty clearly through the Retirement Blueprint.
We've made it back. This is your Retirement Blueprint presented by Accurate Solutions Group.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane of Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you are with us today. 412-515-3355. Again, if you have any questions, have concerns, where are we on that road to retirement? Can I retire? Can we retire? Are we going to be okay? Will our money last? 412-515-3355 to walk through that retirement blueprint process with the team at Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us. We're going to talk a little bit about rebalancing. And it's a term we always hear. Hey, you know, have you rebalanced your portfolio lately? And you think about me, Kurt, for example, in my 401k, have I rebalanced it? Well, let me tell you, when I got this job in 2014, and I said, you know what, 2025, I'll be 65. That would be a good time for me to retire. I wonder if I could retire. Well, let's do a target date fund of 2025. By 2016 or 2017, I'm like, hold on, there is no growth happening in this portfolio at all. I better move that out to 2035. So in a theory, I rebalanced with no idea what I was doing. I'm like, I'm not getting enough growth. I need more growth. So what is rebalancing? Why is it so important?
It's exceptionally important. I mean, in good and bad markets. And I mean, it's you have to find the right investment mix for your goals and your risk profile. Everyone's risk profile is different. Even if you are the same time away from retirement, your ability to assume risk and your willingness to assume risk is going to make your risk profile different than your neighbor's. So you have to have the right mix. And a great example, Mark, we've heard this before, is the old traditional 60-40 stock bond portfolio. That's like, hey, this is a moderate portfolio heading into retirement, 60% stocks, 40% bonds. But if you think about it, over the last couple of years, we've had a really good run in equities. And because of that, that 60% equity, 40% bond portfolio could now be 70% stocks and 30% bonds because the stocks outperformed. You got to rebalance that, because if not, your risk profile is, you're no longer comfortable with that, because obviously your equity position has increased. And so every 6 months, every year and a half, you have to rebalance those portfolios.
So, Kurt, one of the things I think is interesting when it comes to rebalancing is it depends on the, I suppose, on the markets. I mean, one of the things is when we come in to see you at, say, 55 or 60, we're going to retire in 5 years or 10 years, something like that. We probably have most of our money sitting at risk. It's in the 401ks, it's in IRAs. We have a lot of our money at risk because we're still trying to grow it so we can get to that distribution phase of retirement. But once we get into retirement now, we're probably not going to have 95% of our money at risk. Now we have got some of it safe and protected. So you go to the 90s, a great decade, right? The markets rolled along 90 to 99. Then 2009, the lost decade, have the dot-com bubble burst early. You have 9/11. You have the Great Recession at the end of that decade. Terrible decade for the markets. Then you go to 2010 to 2019. Markets all pretty good, pretty much that decade. How do those things affect rebalancing? Markets up, markets down. Does it change? I mean, you know, like your example is you said, okay, the markets are great. Your 60-40 now became 70-30. Well, if the markets are bad, is it now go the other way that it's 60 or 50-50?
That's a great question. And traditionally, Mark, when equities are underperforming or they're in a bear market or recession or they take a dramatic downturn, traditionally bonds are either maintaining that value or actually sometimes increasing. And so if someone had more of that traditional 60-40 portfolio, believe it or not, in a recession or a down market, that equity position may go down, but the bond position may maintain itself or actually increase somewhat. So it might have the opposite effect. And if you think about it, we always want to sell high and buy low. So when rebalancing in that type of environment, if bonds are up and your equity position's gone down, then we're doing the opposite. We're taking away from the bonds and adding to the equity because then we're buying low. It has a dramatic impact either way, and you have to rebalance, whether it's, and we like to traditionally look at, you know, twice a year rebalancing, but it could also be around lifestyle events. Hey, I just retired. That could be a big deal. Or I just retired and I need some additional income, additional cash flow from my portfolio. Well, maybe we're no longer just investing for growth, but we're investing for cash flow. That can change that asset allocation. Lifestyle events, typically twice a year. If you have an advisor, if you're a do-it-yourselfer and you're just not paying attention to those things, you have to pay attention to rebalancing, especially in good years, because we know good years are going to add to the risk. And the only time you traditionally think about that is not when things are going well, because it's like, hey, put my statements away, everything looks great. Then all of a sudden we have a downturn and now you're panicked because your equity position was too high. If you're not taking that into consideration, call us at 412-515-3355. In addition to calling us, you can also text the word KIT, K-I-T, because within that KIT, and text it to 412-515-3355, within that KIT are research papers. And one of the things we're talking about is volatility and how we position for a recession. So there's great information. But again, 412-515-3355. Give us a call. We'd be happy to have a conversation with you.
Yeah, that retirement kit's pretty impressive. The retirement income planning booklet, there is a will your money last as long as you need it? Are you paying too much in taxes, social security decisions, checklist challenge, will a recession rob your retirement? And you can even request that one-on-one strategy session with the team at Accurate Solutions Group just by texting the word KIT to 412-515-3355. We're talking about the importance of rebalancing your portfolio twice a year, once a year. Everybody's situation is kind of unique. How does that play out, Ethan, with your clients at Accurate Solutions Group? I mean, how do you help your clients with this process? Do you tell them about it? Do you walk them through this? Do you just say, hey, don't worry, we got it. We'll take care of it. We'll let you know how it all plays out later.
Yeah, we definitely walk them through it, through their reviews with us, but also through some of the tools and planning tools that we use. We use a software called Riskalyzer Nitrogen that helps assess their tolerance for risk. So before they would ever even work with us, we're going to go through that exercise to understand what's most important to them and how they view their money. And it does attach the dollar figures as opposed to the percentages onto it. So they know in a worst case scenario, here's what could happen. How would you be feeling? In the best case scenario, here's how your portfolio would respond, and would you be satisfied in the good times? So we take an assessment to understand them, and then at every meeting they have with us, we're reevaluating that number. It assigns them a risk number between 1 being the safest and 99 being the riskiest. So it assigns them a number based on how they answer those questions, and then at every meeting we have, we're reevaluating what it means to be that number and seeing if they're still comfortable with that. If their goals have changed, their lifestyle has changed, and we want to readjust that number, or they want to readjust that number, we can show them exactly how their portfolio is invested. And that makes it so much easier to be on the same page and to rebalance their accounts, and they understand the moves that we're making all throughout the year and then at their reviews.
So, Kurt, when you think about it, I mean, you've done this for a long time. You know, you started your company in 1994. You've been in the financial world before that, in the insurance world. Now, you know, now, I don't know, the last 15 years, you've turned it into Accurate Solutions Group, into a total retirement planning firm, helping clients figure out where they are, income, investment, taxes, healthcare, legacy planning, Social Security decisions, Medicare decisions, all the things that we have to think about in retirement. So I guess when you think about everything that's going on in our world, and you think about where we are in life. I mean, if I'm 40, there's one strategy. There's 50, there's a difference, 60 a different, 70 a different, and everybody's situation, even among those age groups, is different because it's all about whomever you're sitting down with. What advice would you give to our listeners today who are maybe unsure if their investments or plans are on track? Maybe they don't even have a plan. They're just going, I think I got enough. I think I'm going to retire. I mean, that's their plan. What advice would you give them to help them kind of figure out where they are?
Yeah, seek advice first and foremost. You're saving for retirement, you're in a 401k and you're 30, 35 years old, you really don't need our help of Accurate Solutions Group simply because we're helping transition people from accumulation, which is just growth, growing those assets, to transitioning into retirement. That's a red zone, 5 to 10 years away, or recently retired, and how you position assets and what's important and the things you need to take into consideration. Consideration in retirement are so much different than just growing the assets for retirement. And I would encourage anyone listening, seek advice. Make sure you know who the advisor you're talking to. Make sure they follow a fiduciary standard when it comes to the investment advice. And I would encourage you, if you're listening today, our number, 412-515-3355, myself, Ethan, someone on our team. If you call that number, we'd be happy to arrange a 15-minute phone consultation. Maybe it's just to answer a question for you. Maybe you want to come into the office for what we call a vision meeting. 412-515-3355. That's the phone number to call. We are happy to answer the question. We're happy to schedule a consultation. There is no cost. There's no obligation. And these are the types of things you really need to take into consideration. How am I positioned? How much risk am I assuming? Am I positioned for that transition from working years to retirement years where you are your own paycheck? 412-515-3355.
All right, we're going to come back. We're going to kind of change the rebalancing to taxes because that's a big part of retirement planning for the team at Accurate Solutions Group. There was a question I posed to some people one time about retirement. What do you think the most expensive aspect of retirement is? They said healthcare. Certainly could be, but actually for most of us, it's taxes. We're going to talk about that when we come back right here on Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Back right after this.
Don't let taxes derail your retirement. Visit AccurateRadio.com today and discover many warning signs that you are paying more than your fair share to Uncle Sam. That's AccurateRadio.com.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.
The following is paid for by Accurate Solutions.
And I don't think this is an exaggeration when I say 80-85% of the people I meet with, they're already figuring out what do I want to do part-time. And a lot of them just do that 10, 15, 20 hours a week. And maybe it's golf money. Maybe it's travel money. Critically important, you have to stay active. Not only physically active, but you got to keep your mind active and having that camaraderie with people you work with.
This is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Glad you're with us today for Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I'm Mark Elliott. Again, you can always learn more on the website, asgretire.com, asgretire.com. If you want to text the word KIT, you do have that opportunity. There's a lot of information that Kurt and Ethan have available for you. It's just text the word KIT. You'll get the retirement kit. They'll just send it right to you. Retirement income planning booklet. Will your money last? Are you paying too much in taxes? Social Security decisions. Checklist challenge. Will a recession rob your retirement? And then, of course, you can obviously just request a one-on-one strategy session with the team just by texting the word KIT to 412-515-3355. And if you really just want to have a conversation, try to figure out where you are. Can we retire? Are we going to be okay? 412-515-3355. All right, we're going to talk taxes in this segment. And there's certainly a lot of question marks on where we're headed. We're almost to $36 trillion in debt as a nation. And at the end of the day, I would say, as a 65-year-old, which means I have signed up for Part A of Medicare. Don't need Part B yet because I still have work insurance. But I have not started Social Security, but I'm in that wheelhouse. But I think when you think about taxes, there's so many every different, who's ever in charge of the White House, right? They always change the tax codes, the brackets. We don't control all that. But listening to Kurt, Ethan, I've heard Kurt says we have some control over some of our taxes, whether we pay taxes now or we pay them later. I guess, what is your take on the 2017 Tax Cuts and Jobs Act is set to expire at the end of 2025, and in 2026 we go back to the 17 rates and brackets. But how do you guys talk about taxes with your clients? Is it a big deal in retirement?
Yeah, we think it's a huge deal. And like you were saying, we don't have control over the tax laws, right? They're not going to take our opinion into consideration when they make those changes.
They're not?
No. Okay. I mean, we might be able to vote on who's in office, but then from there on out, they don't ask us those things. But we do have some control over our personal income, especially in retirement before RMD age, which is a forced distribution from your IRAs or 401ks that starts for folks at 73 or 75, depending on when you were born. But prior to that, you have control over your income. And if you want to keep your income low, you can do that if you're able to live within your that level of income. If you want to keep your income a little bit higher and pay some taxes on your money, you're able to do that as well. And there's this time frame by the end of 2025 that we have in mind to look at tax efficient strategies for our clients and maybe talk about paying down some taxes on the IRA before you're forced to later in life. It just depends on where you want to be, where you think taxes are going, but we're under the impression that taxes are going up.
Yeah, and you think that if we go back to the 2017 tax rates and brackets, we get to the brackets, the 12 becomes 15, the 22 becomes 24, 25, yeah, something 24, like that, 24. Yeah. So the brackets kind of go higher, but the dollar amounts to get to the higher brackets becomes less. So it takes less money to get to a higher tax bracket. And one of the interesting things is the Tax Foundation, Kurt, says that they estimate an average tax increase of $2,853 per taxpayer if we go back to the 17 rates and brackets. And you think of that 12 to 15%, the first bracket, we have a 10, then a 12 to 15, 12 becoming 15. You think, well, that's just 3%. But actually, that's like a 25 to 30% tax increase. And the next one, the 22 to 24, that's about a 15% tax. So it's not just a 3% tax increase if we go back to the way things were, right?
No, and that's a big deal. I mean, if you are a married couple and you both work, that $2,800 estimate is per taxpayer. So literally, it could be costing a family $5,000, $6,000 a year of additional tax liability. And that is a big deal. You know, I mean, $5,000 a year is gas in the car for an entire year, if you think about it. So it can have a dramatic impact. And Ethan had mentioned that we think this is a big deal. We are not CPAs. We don't do tax preparation. But what we do for clients is help position income and help position assets so that when they do take the forms to their tax preparer, they're paying as little in federal income tax as possible. And so, yeah, Mark, I think, and we had talked a little bit about threats in retirement. And one of the things we say is critical illness is a major threat to your retirement resources, to your wealth in retirement. But taxes may even be eclipsing that as a threat because, you know, taxes, you cannot not pay taxes. You know, if you're not paying taxes, you're in jail, and that's not a good thing. So take into consideration, what are we paying? What planning can we be doing prior to these, like Ethan had mentioned, these RMDs at age 73? Planning in advance of lifestyle changes, and what can we be doing to position assets so that no matter what Congress does with taxes, we're positioned in a manner to try and mitigate some of that.
So again, that's 412-515-3355, totally complimentary to chat with the team. And Kurt, you know, you've been doing this for a while, and you think about it. I mean, my grandparents were retiring in the 70s. So that was the time of, hey, when you retire, your taxes will be lower. Today's world, and because that's typically because our grandparents did not have IRAs and 401ks. IRAs started in 1974, 401ks in 1978. So they didn't use those tools. Those are the tools of today's retirement. So the traditional side of those neither have been taxed. They're all tax-deferred tools. So is that kind of where we are? That I think still a lot of people think, well, when I retire, I'm going to be making less money because I'm not getting a paycheck. My taxes will be lowered. Do most people still think that? And do most people actually, is that reality?
And it's interesting because a lot of younger individuals, whether it's grandchildren or children of clients of the firm here, Mark, what's interesting is a lot of the younger people are saving in Roth IRAs. I think they recognize, and maybe it's the parents, maybe it's their friends talking to them, but I think they recognize the level of debt we're in as a country. And I think they realize that, hey, 30 years, 40 years from now, taxes are going to be higher, and I'm going to forego the tax deduction today for tax-free growth and tax-free withdrawals down the road. But most people that still come to us who are recently retired or considering retirement within the next couple of years, most of their money is still in those tax-deferred accounts like a traditional IRA or like a 401k. And, you know, it can be, I don't want to call it a, well, I sort of do. I mean, it's sort of like a potential tax time bomb, because even if they retire, Mark, and most of their money is tax deferred and they don't need that income right away, Ethan had mentioned at a certain age, whether it's 73 or 75, you get on what we call the IRS's distribution model, and that's the required minimum distribution. And we sort of try and teach individuals that if you don't recognize it at that point, prior to that, you were in charge and in control of taxes because of the income. You could reduce it, you could increase it. But now you're on the IRS's distribution model, and they're sort of playing a game of chess. And if you don't recognize you're playing that game with them, you're probably losing. So a lot of the planning has to be done prior to that.
So, Ethan, we were talking about rebalancing. I think when you think rebalancing your investments, right? My stocks, bonds, and all the things that I'm invested in, I'm going to rebalance because I got a little out of whack because whatever happened in the market, what have you. Is there rebalancing by tax buckets?
Yeah, absolutely. And sometimes when we're rebalancing investments for risk, there's tax implications there too. You know, I just had a review with a family who has after-tax money from the sale of a property or something along the sort. So what they put into the account has already been taxed, but the growth that they make is taxable moving forward. And so, it's coming off of a good year in the market, they wanted to do some rebalancing and bring down their risk. Well, when we're doing that, we have to talk about the tax implications associated with it, because they're going to pay capital gains taxes on the growth that they've had over that time. So they want to be aware of those types of implications before making any major adjustments.
So I guess, Kurt, the easiest thing to do is just everybody takes all their monies and puts it into Roth.
No. Here's what I will say. I mean, when we do an analysis, everyone, 100% of the people listening today need to determine, should I be converting or not converting? So 100% of the people need to do an analysis to determine, where am I at? How am I positioned? What's my tax liability going to be? And is there any planning I can be doing today to take advantage of opportunities? What we find, though, traditionally, Mark, is if you stay within a certain level of income in retirement, and based on what your income sources, whether most of your income is coming from Social Security, and you might have a small pension and a small withdrawal from IRAs, well, maybe your federal tax rate in retirement is zero. So why would we be doing conversions today, adding on top of income and then going from a zero tax rate into a 5 or 10% federal tax rate, when in reality, if we follow the IRS's distribution model, our tax rate is going to be zero. So not everyone should be looking to convert to a Roth, but everyone listening today should be doing an analysis or having us complete an analysis to determine what makes the most sense for me. If you are listening today, I would highly encourage you, if it's a question, if it's a vision meeting, if it's a tax strategy meeting, there's no cost or obligation, but just call us at 412-515-3355.
Ethan, any final thoughts on the tax part of this world? Because I do think it's one of the bigger questions. I think that people sometimes are surprised when it gets to the RMD age of 73 today, required minimum distributions.
Yeah, taxes are so important today. Kurt and I, we've been doing this for a long time, and we're meeting, more and more of those millionaire next doors, folks who have done a wonderful job saving. And what some of them haven't realized, but a lot of them are catching on to, is they may have a tax problem. In fact, they do have a tax problem if they've done a good job saving, and taxes are likely not to go down in the future. So the time is now to evaluate where you're at with your money, where are you going to be with your income levels, and that means your tax brackets in retirement. So now's the time to consider maybe spending down some of those IRAs or tax-deferred vehicles.
And what's interesting, like I think you've seen this as well, Ethan, is, when someone has $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, that's a good job, and that's a lot of money saved for retirement. But what I've noticed, and you can chime in if you think it's the same, but I've noticed, Mark, as people accumulate more wealth, they're less concerned with outperforming the market or keeping up with the market. They want to put as much emphasis and preservation of that capital as well as the return on it. And part of that is taxes. If you can reduce legally your tax liability on assets, that is in essence an income increase in your rate of return. So if your tax bracket is 30% and you can reduce it to 20% from a legal perspective, well, then you can earn your same rate of return is either higher, or you can reduce your risk and earn the same rate of return because you've reduced that tax liability. Highly encourage you, if you're listening today, call us at 412-515-3355. It can be a vision meeting. It can be a complimentary 15-minute phone consultation. There's no cost. There's no obligation. Call us at 412-515-3355.
And if you just want to learn more, just text the word KIT to that same number, 412-515-3355. Headed to our final segment of today's Accurate Solution Group Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Neaton. We're back with more right after this.
In a financial rut? Think you're paying too much in taxes, or maybe you find yourself taking care of others before you can save for your own goals? Call Accurate Solutions Group today, 412-515-3355. That's 412-515-3355.
This is Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. I just wanted to make a quick mention of our annual Shred Day event coming up Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to noon here at our office in Butler Township in Renfrew. And we are literally halfway between Evans City and Butler, right on Route 68. But this is open to the general public. We encourage everyone to come and bring as much stuff to shred as you possibly can.
Just in time for spring cleaning, this is a great opportunity to get rid of those shreds. Maybe you have tax documents you'd like to get rid of. We partner with Out of Sight Shredding. It benefits the Butler County Blind Association. So the more paper we can generate, the more weight we can donate, the more we will give in a matching donation. So it's a great cause. We hope to see a lot of people out at our office for our annual Shred Day event.
And it never hurts that we have some pastries provided and an Earth Day giveaway. So definitely check us out, asgretire.com. Call our office, 412-515-3355. Get some information, but we'd love to see you there.
Is Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic, Ethan Lane, and co-host Mark Elliott.
Welcome back to Your Retirement Blueprint with Kurt Kanodic and Ethan Lane with Accurate Solutions Group. Again, if you want to learn more about retirement, Kurt and Ethan have created a website just for you. It's accurateradio.com. Go get any or all, whatever. There's no cost to you. It's just there for your information. accurateradio.com. Then if you get some of that and you have questions, you can always call the team. There's no cost to do that either. 412-515-3355. 412-515-3355. I'm Mark Elliott. Glad you're with us today. Kurt, I know you wanted to mention before we got really into the topic that, hey, that Shred Day is coming up, which is open to the public, not just Accurate Solutions Group clients, right?
Yeah, we get excited about that. A little bit behind that is Out of Sight Shredding, which is the organization that shreds. They are actually owned by the Butler County Blind Association. So it is a for-profit organization, but anything generated revenue-wise benefits the Blind Association. And so we partner with them, and we have done so on an annual basis for, Ethan, I don't even know, 5, 6, 7 years, quite a while.
7 or 8.
So it is our annual Shred Day event coming up Saturday, April 26th from 9 to noon here at our Butler Township location. We're located at 831 Evans City Road, halfway between Evans City and Butler on Route 68. If you would like more information about that, I would encourage anyone listening. It's not just your stuff. If you belong to a civic organization, a community organization, a Bible study, a church group, if you're on the board, whatever, whoever you can talk to, it's a wonderful organization. It helps clean out, you know, spring cleaning. You may have just gotten your tax documents and you're taken care of for, you can shred those last 7 years. But definitely 412-515-3355. That's our phone number. You can give that number a call to get some more information. You can hop on our website. I'm not sure it's posted yet, but our website is asgretire.com. But definitely check that out. And we'll be making mention of that between now and that time. So thanks for bringing that up, Mark.
Yeah, when is it again?
Saturday, April 26th from 9 a.m. to noon.
There you go. There you go. Take advantage of that opportunity. Great opportunity to, you know, that's because we've done shows on scams and stuff, but that's part of it is the stuff that you don't tear up and you don't shred that the scammers get a hold of and use it against you. So great opportunity for you there. So there's no question the retirees face a lot of choices when they get to retirement. It's really quite a dilemma trying to make that final decision with what you're going to do, where you're going to go. And then you have all those tough financial questions as well. So it's kind of like the longest game of Would You Rather? And that's what we're going to do. We're going to have a little game of Would You Rather. So, Kurt, when your kids were growing up, did you play Would You Rather? Or are you now doing it with your grandkids?
Neither, but neither. I should, because neither. Would You Rather, it's fun.
Yeah. It's a fun game.
It is fun.
So here's a big question. This is for both of you. Kurt, you answer first, and then Ethan, you can answer next. I don't know. This was not a big deal for me. Would you rather never get a paper cut again or never get something stuck in your teeth again?
Oh, that's easy for me. Because I do not like paper cuts whatsoever.
They do hurt.
And I look at my teeth and I like, they have those things today where you can just get in between and clean them out and it doesn't hurt anything. So it's absolutely paper cut.
Yeah. Paper cut for a little slit, it really hurts.
Oh,
Ethan,
my.
You the same?
Well,
I'm the same. And with the cold weather, you know, our hands are cracking. It's like we've got little paper cuts on our hands. Anyway, I married a dental hygienist. So if I got something stuck in my teeth, she's going to tell me immediately. And we've got all the tools. We've got so many tools at home to get rid of stuff in our teeth. So that's easy.
All right. So being in Pennsylvania, you do have the availability to get to a beach house. You do have the availability to get to a cabin in the woods. So when it comes to your retirement, Kurt, would you rather live in a beach house or a cabin in the woods?
I'll tell you, for the longest time, I would have said beach house. Because Chris and I, when we go away, we just love just chilling out and, you know, reading a book, sitting by the pool, or sitting on the beach. But then I start thinking, you know, beach house, vacationers, you know, there's people in the summertime. I'd probably live in a cabin in the woods. And if it was possible, have a beach house for 2-3 months out of the year, but live in the cabin in the woods.
Ethan, what about you? I mean, yeah, you guys honestly, are a long way from this, but you guys vacation as a young married couple all the time, probably.
Yeah, I would have probably before going on more vacation said the cabin in the woods because I like the quiet. But anymore, some fond memories of vacations are just that morning cup of coffee by water, you know, just seeing the sunrise by the ocean or whatever body of water. So I like the beach house at this point.
Yeah, I could go kind of either way. I kind of like Kurt's idea. I think I would go when it's really nice or it's cold here, right? I'm going to the beach. And then when I get to summer and I get a little hot, maybe I'll go up to the cabin in the mountains, right?
We have a lot of, Western PA, we have a lot of snowbirds. And they still like to maintain the home here, but they don't like the weather anymore. And so they go south for 2-3 months.
So, Kurt, talk about that a little bit. Do most people know where they want to retire when they talk to the team at Accurate Solutions Group for the first time? Or do they come in and go, I don't really know what we can afford to do. We would like to do this, but do you think we can do this? And then so you kind of go the budget and plan for income and retirement first? Or do they have their hopes and dreams first, and then you figure out if they can do it?
From what I've seen, there are some individuals who say, hey, this is what I want to accomplish. This is what I want to do. And then we try and determine based on the budget, based on what they've saved and what they've allocated, are you able to accomplish this? But oftentimes markets the other way around. We really determine a budget. We see how well they've saved and if they have pension and that sort of thing. And then we can show them what type of life they can afford. And then they begin that process of dreaming of, hey, maybe we have the ability to do this or do that.
Yeah, I did agree with Kurt where we're digging up how much do they spend, what can they afford to do in terms of travel and vacations, and then they have fun going to different destinations to find where they maybe want to settle in, or maybe they never want to settle in anywhere and just continue traveling and visiting new places. I think more often than not, people are coming in saying, I just want to search and see where I like the most. But every once in a while, you have somebody that comes in that already has purchased that place down south or has fallen in love with an area and they just want to make it happen.
And sometimes, Mark, we have a couple clients, three now maybe even four, that we've factored in a budget. And within that budget, they then decided 2 years into retirement, you know what, Kurt, I'm selling our house. We're buying a Winnebago and we are just traveling the country. And as long as that is, maybe it's 5-6 years or when we get tired of it, then we'll figure out what we're going to do. And so some people halfway through or recently into retirement, they just decide we're going to try something different.
Yeah, we've had plenty of clients do it, and we love seeing the pictures. They'll send us pictures every once in a while of where they've been, or we have one couple that would volunteer at national parks, and so their stay whenever they stayed places was covered, and they also had a different purpose in retirement. They had a job that they loved, and every day was exciting for them, and they would do that 3 months at a time and then move on to the next location and see parts of the country.
And we have another client that Ethan occasionally will go down to the Keys mm-hmm. for vacationing in the wintertime. One of those clients who travels, he winters in in the Keys because he plays the saxophone and he has a lot of gigs down there at local bars and restaurants. And Ethan actually just stumbled upon him one time when they were on vacation down there.
Yeah, it was really cool. He was so excited. He showed my wife and I a bunch of areas in the place. It almost felt like we found a local celebrity because he knew so many people and we got to see one of his shows. But yeah, it's fun for us as retirement planners to hear different people's visions and dreams for retirement. And if you're listening and you haven't put much thought into what you want to do when you're retired, give us a call at 412-515-3355. We actually have what's called a dream casting exercise that we can walk you through to just help put at the front of your mind who you want to spend your time with, where do you want to be, what's most important to you when you head into retirement. So it's not so daunting to say, I'm just retiring and having all this free time on my hands. Simply give us a call. It's 412-515-3355.
Here's another would you rather, and this one I think is one that, I don't know, it's kind of what you do, Kurt, I think. Would you rather hope for the best and plan for the worst, or plan for the best and hope the worst never happens?
In life in general, I'm a glass half full kind of guy. I'm always on the optimistic side, but you have to take sort of a pessimistic approach when you're planning for retirement because you got to plan for the worst and hope for the best. And I always give this analogy, Mark. Our daughter Amanda was married years ago and she wanted an outdoor wedding and it was in October. And so when Chris and I went and interviewed the venue, one of the first questions we asked was, what happens if it rains? Now that doesn't mean we're pessimistic people, but we wanted to know in a worst case scenario, if it ends up raining and it's an outdoor wedding, what are we going to do? Because if you have that figured out, now it didn't rain. It was a beautiful day and everything worked out fine, but we had a plan in place in case it did. So I would always recommend you have to plan for the worst, but then absolutely hope for the best.
So Ethan, people come in to sit down with you. Do you think that's how they do it? Or do they come in pretty much hoping for the best that, oh, we're not going to have any health issues, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's all going to be perfect, you know, rainbows and sunshine. do most think that, or do they most do what Kurt is? They're going, okay, we know things can happen, so we need to be able to, you know, adjust as we go along.
Yeah, I think more people are planning on the more rosy side, and they come in, and if they've done their spreadsheets or anything like that, they have, you know, 6% rate of return on their investments. Maybe they've been looking at some past performance, and they're just planning for a healthy life and living until, you know, 80s or whatever it is. And we would take the opposite approach and say, well, hey, what if you're retired and you're spending the money that you need and the market's only returning 4% or 3% and inflation's at 3% each and every year? What are those factors going to do to your overall plan? I would think if we haven't planned for a client in a worst case scenario and then that happens, what good have we done with the plan? So we want to plan on the other end and plan for a worst case and then look at what happens if the market does better and your plan does even better than that.
Yeah, and we're not pessimistic people, but from a planning perspective, from a fiduciary perspective, we have to plan someone for the worst, because if the worst happens and we have a plan in place, then there's no surprise. But we absolutely want to hope for the best. And if you have never done that type of planning, if you haven't looked at that worst case scenario, am I okay with what I've accumulated, with my sources of income, with the income I need coming in? That's something that I would encourage you to do. And if you haven't done that, we're more than happy to do that through your process. And our process is called Your Retirement Blueprint. Simply call us at 412-515-3355. There's no cost, there's no obligation, but take that first step. Call us at 412-515-3355.
Investment advisory services offered through ASG Investment Management, LLC. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying abilities of the issuing carrier. This radio show is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as a sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Accurate Solutions Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Accurate Solutions Group. This radio show is a paid placement.
The proceeding was paid for by Accurate Solutions. Information on the program was intended to solely further the public's general knowledge about the product. Opinions expressed should not be relied upon for any purpose by any member of the audience. News Radio KDK does not guarantee the accuracy of any of the information heard on the preceding program.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.